Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Well, thank you, man with the golden voice. It's Adam here with the silver or possibly bronze voice, substituting for the interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears, on this first day of February 2022. About 15 minutes after the hour of 9, we're expecting temperatures close to 50 in the area today, which is certainly fine with me. No objection to a quick preview of spring whatsoever. Sound effects going off, phones ringing, all kinds of fun stuff going on here in the studio. Good morning, you're on The Talking Place with Adam.
Yes. Hey, all the calls that are calling in, I hear them loud and clear. It's on your end of the line somewhere where you can't barely hear you. It's a 1087 from the aisle. And I have a Kenny Rogers question for you.
Yeah, I honestly don't know because I have all the controls.
I have a Kenny Rogers question for you.
Sure.
He was with different bands, but what was the best band he was with before he made his crossover?
Okay, now which musician is this? What musician, Bobby, referring to? I didn't hear.
Yeah, the band he was with before he made his crossover.
I'm sorry, which musician are you asking about? Okay, Bob, can you turn your radio down because you have your radio on. That's going to make
it hard
for me.
Hold on.
If you turn the radio down.
Hey, can you help me out?
Yeah, you should be. I'm loud
okay.
Right here if you turn the radio down or off.
Yeah.
I still, Bob, don't understand which musician you're asking about. Can you give me his name slowly?
Hello?
Yes, Bob, what musician are you asking me about? You said he was with multiple bands and became a
big... He was with multiple bands, but what was the best group that he was with in the 70s?
Okay,
now what
musician is this? I didn't get which guy you were asking about.
Do what now?
Which musician are you asking me about? What musician? What's his name?
A
lot of musicians had big solo and band careers, members of Genesis, the Eagles, etc. But which person are you asking about? What's his name?
What's his name?
Yes. Because I can't I can't answer the question unless I know which musician you're asking me about.
I asked you if Kenny Rogers, what group was he with before they made his crossover?
I know, but what musician? Which guy are you asking?
He was a guitar player in that group.
Right, but I can't answer the question if I don't know which musician you're asking me about.
I want to know what group he was with.
Right. Well, I'm sure I do, but which musician are you referring to? What's his name? I can't answer the question if I don't know which musician you're asking me about. Right. My question, Bob, is which musician are you asking me about? Many musicians, Paul McCartney,
I'm asking you what group he was with before he moved over.
Right, but which musician? I can't possibly answer the question unless I know which musician you're asking me about. I mean, I can give you many.
I'm asking
musicians.
You want to know about crossover and you get a group tomorrow.
Well,
for 72 days.
Well, Kenny Rogers is an example.
But he's crossover.
Well, the first edition was his band. Now, they started out kind of a punk pop, and then they became kind of country pop, and then Kenny went on his own. And that was, I believe, the late 60s, but Kenny Rogers was around, and he, through the...
And beyond. But the good thing about it is, it's CCR. He was the CCR...
Well, John Fogerty.
Right, very single.
Right, John Fogerty was the CCR member.
Yeah, well, so was Kenny Rogers. He was in the band.
Right, I'm not sure if Kenny Rogers was in CCR. He was in the New Christy Minstrels, I believe. I mean,
he was also in CCR.
Right, he might have been, and that was also from the 60s, but yeah, Kenny Rogers had a long career. He's very missed, very talented, he could act. He had a big splash in music. But yeah, thanks for the question, Bob. Sorry, a little misunderstanding, but yeah, Kenny Rogers, like yourself, I'm a big fan. But thanks for calling. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, taking your calls about music, about the weather, about the wonderful Super Bowl that's coming up in less than 2 weeks, local history, and of course, we can always talk about masks and vaccines and other COVID and health-related stuff. You can listen to this station the old-fashioned way on your radio, 107.1 megahertz on the FM dial. You can go to our website, wwgh1071.com. And last but not least, if you are a smartphone user, that's great. Download the app called TuneIn. Search for WWGH 107.1 and listen that way. If you're a Facebook friend of mine, you can also watch me doing a live video. Look up Adam Lepp in Ohio or Adam the Computer Guy, and you can watch me here in all of my glory, spewing forth the words and opinions. Good morning, you're on The Talking Place. Hello? Okay, we had a caller, but the person may have hung up, or I may have messed something up with the equipment. That wouldn't surprise me one bit, so feel free to call back. You still there, caller? Hello? WWGH. Okay. It happens. Sometimes the equipment does not behave itself, but that's fine. Feel free to call back. Again, the telephone number at the station is 740-383-WWGH. I'm always pleased to hear from listeners. Now, Sarah did ask me a very good trivia question toward the end of last hour, asking me for Tiffany's last name or her full name. And although I've heard her full name in the past, I didn't know it. I even offered to give her Madonna and Cher and even Liberace's full names, but she wanted Tiffany's full name, and she successfully stumped me. However, Sarah, you recently won a gift card to Sans Sodas. I see you on the prize ledger. That would have been a few days ago. So you would not be eligible to win the $30 gift card to Cars Motown Coney Island that I am giving away this morning. But if you want to call, let me know. I can arrange to get that Sans Sodas gift card to you. Like Cars Motown Coney Island, they're an outstanding local restaurant here in Marion, and your taste buds will certainly thank you for winning said gift card. So if you folks have a trivia question, a music trivia question, from 1973 to 1987 about pop music, R&B, country, crossover, soft rock, hard rock, that's fine. And you think that you can stump me, as long as it's not too obscure. Again, I'll be the judge of that. Doesn't have to be about a number one song. Again, Tiffany's full name is a bit obscure, but it is acceptable and appreciated. If you can successfully stump the DJ, that would be fantastic. I will be pleased to provide you with a $30 gift card to Cars Motown Coney Island, a great new restaurant on North Main Street in downtown Marion. And not only that, if you live fairly close to the station, I'll even deliver it to you in person. How about that for coolness? All I ask is that you let me take a picture of me presenting you with said prize. It's good for bragging rights, for me and also for you. Phone number here at the station, 740-383-WWGH, 740-383-9944. Also, some folks have mentioned that there sometimes are issues hearing me over the phone. I honestly do not know what the problem is because I am following all of the proper protocols for the sound to be good. So if you can go ahead and help me crack that nut, that would also be appreciated. 740-383-9944. Or you could also email me on our famous private email server, adam@wwgh1071.com. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hey, Adam.
Hi there. How are you today? Hi there, how are you today?
Good. Okay.
Yeah, I cannot hear you at all, actually. Let me try something. Go ahead and talk again for me. Hello? Okay, caller, I am very sorry. I cannot hear you at all. If you can, probably a bad connection. That's technology for you. If you can go ahead and do me a favor, give me a call back, as your calls are certainly appreciated. Just ring me back. I'll be here, 740-383-9944. We'll get you back on the air. Again, we're playing Stump the DJ, and you can call and talk about the weather, the upcoming Super Bowl starring my Cincinnati Bengals and Athens, Ohio native Joe Burrow at the quarterback position. You can talk about that. You can talk about how they beat the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday afternoon. Well, it went into Sunday evening, but it started out around 3 o'clock on Sunday, a nail-biter for sure. We can talk about the COVID situation. We can talk about the weather. Are we going to get 2 feet of snow on Thursday and Friday? Well, we shall find out. We can talk about local history, other political issues. I am all ears. That's why we call this open phone lines, because at this station, you folks are the star of the show. And again, if you can stump the DJ, I have a gift card available for you from Cars Motown Coney Island on North Main Street. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. I am substituting for Scott E. Spears, the interviewer to the stars. Normally he is in this chair, but he is off today. He shall return tomorrow. And then on Thursday, Glenn Coble will be sitting in this chair for the Scott Spears Radio Extravaganza, and then hosting his own program, Scott and or Glenn at 10, also called On the Air, between approximately 10:10 a.m. and noon, and then hosting Swap Shop between about 12:15 p.m. and 1, and that's all coming up on Thursday, the 3rd of February. Not September, February. The only problem is, with 1 to 2 feet of snow possible, will Glenn be able to transport himself to the studio? All I can say is, we shall see. And that's all part of the fun of radio. Can our air personalities transport themselves to the appropriate studio? Let's take a look at some interesting news about people who have a lot more money than I do. But first, the telephone rings. Good morning, you're on The Talking Place.
Am I coming in better?
I still can't hear you. I mean, I hear you talking, but I can't really discern what you're saying. Yeah, I cannot discern. Would you let me try to call you back at the number on the ID? And maybe that'll work better, okay? Let me, if I can get that number, let me try to call you back, and let's see if we can get you on the air. Thanks for calling. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, taking your telephone calls at 740-383-WWGH. And, of course, once again, I don't quite understand the caller ID situation at this station, so I honestly do not know the number of the person who called because I did not write it down. That's my fault. So, caller, if you can go ahead and do me the pleasure of calling back, 740-383-WWGH. We can go ahead and get you on the air, and we'll figure out this technical issue with the phones. I'm sure there is some logic to it, or at least, let's hope so. Good morning, you're on The Talking Place with Adam. Hello? Hello? Hi, you're in The Talking Place with Adam. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Adam on WWGH.
Hello?
Yes, is this Bob again?
Hello?
Yes, hi, can you hear me okay? Hello, can you hear me okay?
Hello?
Yes, I'm right here, can you hear me okay?
Can't hear you anymore, man.
Okay, great.
Can't hear the people calling in.
For some reason, the last person I can hear, I can hear you just fine. Bob, can you turn your radio down? If the radio is on, you won't be able to hear me. That's the issue. Okay, are you there? Hello? Hello? Okay, if you can give me a call back. Again, callers, we welcome you to join this program. You are what makes the show. Without callers, we don't have much of a show. But please, turn your radio down or off, because we're on about a 10-15 second delay. And if you turn the radio off, I will come in loud and clear. That's basically what needs to be done. When you do call the station, as any radio station will have a delay of some kind, whether it's to censor words we shouldn't say on the air or some other reason, if the radio is turned down, you won't have that feedback, and I should come in loud and clear, and if I don't, let me know, because I am still trying to figure this situation out, and it's frustrating. With all my technical skills, you think I would know what was happening, but at this point, I have been stumped. Not only on a musical question, but on this technical issue. But we'll figure it out. Again, taking your calls here, 740-383-9944. Anyway, let's talk about Elon Musk, who's worth zillions and trillions and quadrillions of dollars, the guy behind the Tesla automobile. A teenager has asked Elon Musk for $50,000. Which is pocket change to Elon Musk. Anyway, a teenager has asked Mr. Elon Musk for $50,000 after the billionaire requested that the youngster delete their bot, which tracks his private jet. This sounds fascinating. Jack Sweeney, age 19, turned down an initial offer of $5,000 to shut down the @ElonJet account. This is a Twitter bot which tracks Elon Musk's private jet. He said that that amount, the $5,000 offered by Elon Musk, would not replace the satisfaction that Jack Sweeney received from running it. Again, he's a 19-year-old smart person. The SpaceX and Tesla chief, Elon Musk, described this tracker, which uses publicly available air traffic information, as a potential threat to his safety. And this 19-year-old Jack Sweeney goes to the University of Florida. He described himself as a fan of Elon Musk and said he had created the bot as it, quote, would reveal what business is going on and where he is going. Jack Sweeney has launched similar accounts tracking the planes of Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos. The accounts state that they track the aircraft, not who may or may not be on board. He also has a part-time job with a company called Uber Jets, which tracks chartered flights and allows its customers to identify cheap seats. He shared a direct message from Elon Musk in which Elon Musk says, Can you take this down? It's a security risk. Again, this is a 19-year-old Florida University student, Jack Sweeney, who has a Twitter bot which tracks Elon Musk's private jet. And he said, I don't love the idea of being shot by a nutcase. Eventually, Elon Musk said, how about $5,000 for this account and generally helping make it harder for crazy people to track me? At this point, Jack Sweeney, the teenager, said, any chance to up that to $50,000? It would be great support in college and would possibly let me get a car, maybe even a Model 3. How about that? He would get money from Elon Musk, but buy an Elon Musk Tesla vehicle. So the Elon Musk, again, who's worth billions and billions of dollars, eventually declined, explaining that it did not feel right to pay to shut down the account, but Jack Sweeney said that advice he had shared about protecting the jet's identifying number appeared to have been adopted. He said he had made the correspondence public to try to reopen negotiations with Elon Musk, whether for an increase on the initial monetary offer or an internship. So again, a smart aleck college kid, 19 years old, wrote a Twitter bot to track the private jet of multi-billionaire Elon Musk, the guy behind Tesla and SpaceX. You know what? You can't take these smart people for granted. And you can't allow this kind of thing to occur. And if it does, well, understand that technology does have its good points and bad points. And this probably would be considered one of the bad points. But that's life in 2022 for you. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, taking your telephone calls at 740-383-9944. You can try to stump the DJ with a music trivia question from between 1973 and 1987. And if you can do that, I have a gift card to Cars Motown Coney Island with your name on it. Or you can talk about politics, local history, the weather, the Super Bowl, name a topic. I would love to converse about it with you. So if you are like me, you have probably received spam emails saying that you've won millions and millions of dollars in the lottery. Or maybe some rich relative in Nigeria or some other faraway country is going to leave you billions and billions of dollars. Of course, as my mama always said, if it smells like a rat, it probably is. And generally, that stuff is completely fake. Well, let's take a look at the other side of the coin. One American woman found out that if you sift through your junk mail every now and then, it can pay off. And this lady's name is Laura Spears. No relation to Scott Spears or Britney Spears, as far as I know, but her name is Laura Spears. She's 55 years old in Oakland County, Michigan. So anyway, she received a email that she had won a lottery prize of $3 million. But it went to her spam folder. She bought a Mega Millions ticket on the Michigan Lottery website for a drawing on December 31st of last year. She matched five numbers to win $1 million and managed to multiply her prize by three because she had paid for a Megaplier. She said, I saw an ad on Facebook that the Mega Millions jackpot was getting pretty high, so I got on my account and bought a ticket. A few days later, I was looking for a missing email from someone, so I checked the spam folder to my email account. That's when I saw an email from the lottery saying I had won a prize. I could not believe what I was reading, so I logged into my lottery account to confirm the message on the email. She said, "It's all still so shocking to me that I really won $3 million. She claimed that her winnings at the lottery headquarters, saying that she plans to share the money with her family and retire early. She said that she would make sure to check her spam folder more often." Again, this is a lady in the state of Michigan, 55 years old, Laura, no relation to Scott Spears, who got an email in her spam folder, which was actually a real email, that she won $3 million in the lottery on a ticket that she bought through a Facebook promotion. How about that? She said, "I definitely added the Michigan lottery to my safe senders list, just in case I ever get lucky enough to receive another email about a huge prize." So, you know, almost every single time, the spam emails in the spam email folder are really junk with a capital J. But in this case, it was real. You never quite know. And in 2022, what my mama said is definitely true. And what she said was that truth is stranger than fiction. In this case, it was a very fortunate truth for this lucky lady in the nearby state of Michigan. You are listening to The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Adam Lepp here substituting for the interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears. Scott will return tomorrow between about 8:15 a.m. and 10 for the Scott Spears Wednesday morning radio extravaganza. Glenn will substitute for him on Thursday between 8:15 and 10 and then remain on the air until 1 here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Two officers with the Los Angeles Police Department were fired for ignoring a robbery in progress to play Pokemon Go. I tell you the addiction that some people have to this online stuff gets out of hand, and in this case can certainly interfere with their ability to do their job. The two men, Louis Lozano and Eric Mitchell, lost their appeal against, quote, multiple counts of misconduct, which had in part been based on a recording of them in the car. The digital in-car video system recorded, quote, capturing them willfully abdicating their duty to assist a commanding officer's response to a robbery in progress and playing a Pokemon mobile phone game while on duty. According to the court documents, the incident occurred on a busy Saturday when a call came in about a robbery with multiple suspects in progress at a Macy's department store. Instead of responding to the call, officers Lozano and Mitchell, whom a commanding officer spotted in a police car, quote, tucked back in an alley just feet away from the Macy's, started, quote, to back up down the alley, away from the robbery. In an initial investigation, officers claimed that they could not hear the radio, but the commanding officer then reviewed the videotape of the incident to find out what they do on their average day. In reviewing the recording, it was discovered that they had heard the radio call and agreed to ignore the officer responding to it rather than assist them. Just minutes later, the two officers, again, they were Los Angeles policemen who were not doing their police duty when an important incident occurred. They were instead playing Pokemon Go. Anyway, they began talking about Pokemon Go, and this is from the video surveillance of the incident, for about the next 20 minutes. And they were discussing this Pokemon Go as they drove to different locations where the virtual creatures apparently appeared on their mobile phones. During this period, the men caught two rare Pokemon, a Snorlax and a Togetic, although it is not clear whether the suspects in the robbery were apprehended by their colleagues. The videotaped surveillance of the officers, who again were not doing their job, instead they were playing Pokemon Go, recorded one of the officers saying, "Got him," after catching the rare Snorlax Pokemon creature, and then saying, quote, "Don't run away, don't run away," while the other officer described how he buried it and ultra-balled the Togetic Pokemon. "The guys are going to be so jealous," he later said, before remarking, "I got you a new Pokemon today, dude." So these gentlemen were fired for not doing their police work, instead playing Pokemon Go, and I certainly support that decision. They made an appeal against their termination. They were found to have lied about missing the radio call for the robbery in progress. So again, folks, if you're like me, do play online. Do enjoy your smartphone and computer, but don't let it get in the way of your job, especially if you're in the police business. Good morning. You're on The Talking Place.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Certainly. Go right ahead. I love questions.
Okay. Who had the hit in 1975, "I'm Not in Love"?
That would be 10cc.
You're right.
"I'm Not in Love." That song has that operatic, overproduced feel to it. And their other top 40 song was "The Things We Do for Love," and a very minor hit called "Dreadlock Holiday," which they play on the Yacht Rock channel. Do you like that song? It kind of a mixed feel to it. The soft rock, the production, and then the lady whispering, "Big Boys Don't Cry." That was kind of interesting. Good song.
Okay, I'll try another one.
No problem. Thanks for calling. Adam here on The Talking Place. Adam claiming to be a walking encyclopedia of music from 1973 to 1987. And again, 10cc, "I'm Not in Love." Good song. I remember it well. One of their two, I believe, top 40 hits. A song with excellent production, interesting messages, and other fun stuff. If you think you can stump the DJ, I have a $30 gift card to Cars Motown Coney Island for you. Their website is carsmotown.com. That's car with two R's. Feel free to call me and let me know what you think you could ask, successfully stumping me. 740-383-9944. Again, any genre is okay. Soft rock, like the question we just had. Country crossover, R&B crossover, hard rock. It's all fair game. Have at it. I would love to speak with you. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, substituting for the gentleman that I call the interviewer to the stars, Scott Spears. Scott will be back with you tomorrow. Don't despair. You only have to hear my dulcet tones this morning. He'll be back tomorrow between 8:15 a.m. and 10 for the Scott Spears Radio Extravaganza. So what else is going on in the crazy world that we live in? Venus. Not the song. It was covered by Bananarama, in case anybody wanted to ask me that musical question, because it would certainly be in the 73 to 87 time frame. Anyway, the planet Venus could be becoming, quote, more habitable after evidence of bacterial life forms were found in its clouds. Researchers from Cardiff University, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and Cambridge University have suggested that Venus, which is 29.42 million miles from Earth, could have the colorless gas made up of nitrogen and hydrogen that is also known as ammonia in its clouds. The scientists have modeled a set of chemical processes to show how a cascade of chemical reactions would neutralize surrounding droplets of sulfuric acid if there were any traces of ammonia. This would then result in the acidity of the clouds dropping from minus 11 to zero. And although this is still very acidic on the pH scale, it would be at a level that life could potentially survive at. You know, we talk about going to Mars. Is there life on Mars? And now we're looking at Venus. Is there intelligent life on Venus? Of course, I would also ask, is there intelligent life on Earth? Because sometimes I question if that is the case. Anyway, the study's co-author was Dr. William Baines from Cardiff University's School of Physics and Astronomy. He said, we know that life can grow in acid environments on Earth, but nothing as acidic as the clouds of Venus were believed to be. But if something is making ammonia in the clouds, then that will neutralize some of the droplets, making them potentially habitable. Astronomers and scientists have been studying the ammonia that is present in Venus's upper atmosphere since the 1970s, particularly as it was always believed that the planet was so hot that life forms would not be able to survive there. Now, there is a suggestion that any possible life forms in the clouds are likely to be microbes, similar to bacteria found on Earth. The scientists believe the origins of the ammonia are biological, instead of natural forces such as lightning or volcanic eruptions. Professor Sarah Seeger, another professor from MIT involved in this study, the study being about intelligent life on Venus. She's a co-author. She said, ammonia should not be on Venus. She said it has hydrogen attached to it, and there's very little hydrogen around. Any gas that doesn't belong in the context of its environment is automatically suspicious for being made by life. So again, is there intelligent life on Venus? Is there intelligent life on Earth? Well, we shall find out.
Adam Lapp! The best part of waking up, it's the doo-wop, doo-wop in all I do. The mountain goat aroma always coming through. Always coming through. Oh, the best part of waking up, sponges in your cup. Now I'm right in harmony with that doo-wop, doo-wop ditty. Whoa, one more cup and it's a hoo-wop, shoo-wop for me. Oh, the best part of waking up, it's Folgers in your cup.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Adam Lapp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, substituting for the interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears, at our live studio, live in the radio studio at 523 South Prospect. That's the address, WWGH Radio, The Talking Place, broadcasting talk, news, opinions, and everything in between 24/7 for your listening enjoyment. Taking your telephone calls, again, you can talk about politics, sports, the weather, local history, pick a topic. I am all ears. And the phone number here at the station is 740-383-9944. As I say, in the talk radio realm, without your participation, the program is definitely much less interesting. I am also live on the air on Monday, like I was yesterday, between approximately 10:15 a.m. and 11, for a program that I call Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. Again, a hodgepodge of topics, taking your calls, emails, etc. In addition, we get together every Tuesday and Thursday between approximately 2:15 p.m. and 3 for the Adam the Computer Guy radio program. However, today, because I'm doing this morning radio appearance, I'm going to play the first hour of this show between 2:15 and 3. So if you missed it, or if you listened and you liked it so much you want to hear it again, that's fantastic. Feel free to tune in 2:15 to 3 for a repeat performance of this morning's first part of the Now Without Scott Spears radio experience. On Wednesday, We have lots of great, unique program with opinions, laughs, and just about everything else. Between about 12:15 p.m. and 1, tomorrow and every Wednesday, we have Glenn Coble speaking with Dr. Ronald L. Fineman. I just call him Ron. About politics and current events, and also presidential history, as Ron is a walking encyclopedia on presidents. He is to presidential history and presidents like I am to music from 73 to 87, let's put it that way. And then between 4:15 and 5, Mr. Nathan Redmond, or we just call him Nate. He has the Nate Redmond radio program. Today, tomorrow, and every Wednesday between 4:15 and 5, and then between 5:15 and 6, really cool stuff for you. A new program. In fact, the program is so new it doesn't really have a name. It's the Program Without a Name, starring Nate Redmond, Pastor Craig Heilman, and our very own Terry Tackett, where they talk about eating, about goings-on in the world, and there is always a lot of giggling. And like any program on this station, always a surprise. And they also gladly take your telephone calls, 740-383-9944. Pastor Craig Heilman also hosts Study His Word Radio on Sunday morning, 11:15 a.m. to 12. So all kinds of great programming for you, with a hodgepodge and diversity of ideas, always a surprise, always a laugh, and as I say, whenever you listen to something on this station, you will tend to come away a smarter and more enriched and enlightened person than you were before you began listening. How about that? About 3 minutes left to the program today, still time to chime in. I would love to hear from you. Again, the telephone number here at the station is 740-383-9944. Tomorrow is Groundhog Day. We're expecting a lot of rain and maybe later in the day some ice and snow and 1 to 2 feet of snow possible on Thursday. So you know it's going to be a day with interesting weather. Speaking of interesting,
it's always an occurrence when the telephone
rings.
Good morning, you're
on the website.
Hi, may I help you? This is Adam at WWGH.
Yes.
Hi.
Good morning, Adam.
Hello.
I just wanted to tell you that you are coming in loud and clear. The only thing is, when people call in on the phone, they overpower your voice. They're really, really loud on the phone.
Yeah, I think I may have figured that out. Actually, what I think it is, and this is Phyllis, right?
Yes.
Is that I have the phone volume, the slider, turned all the way up when people call, because some people aren't that loud, and even though my voice is at a normal level, callers probably are overwhelming the volume of my voice because I have the slider turned up, and so if somebody is fairly loud, I should probably turn the slider down. It's just a quirk in the way that our equipment works, so that might be the missing link.
Well, you sound good, and I just wanted to thank you for taking Scott's place, because people should stop complaining, because we could be listening to replays.
That's correct. I appreciate that. We appreciate constructive criticism, compliments, and everything in between. And, you know, I'm not too bad. I'm more of a radio DJ person, but I could do talk radio. You know, I always have something to say, and that's what
you
gotta
do. Well, keep up the good work.
Well, I appreciate it, Phyllis. Thank you for calling.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
I really appreciate listeners like Phyllis, who always listen, call, and participate in this great adventure called radio. As I mentioned, tomorrow is Groundhog Day, and we're expecting some rain and maybe some ice and snow, leading to as much as 1 to 2 feet of snow later in the week. Won't that be fun? Of course, our very own Buckeye Chuck will be predicting the weather at 7:40 tomorrow morning. Speaking of phone calls, good morning, you're on the air with
Adam.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, Bob. How are you today?
Hey, hey. Everybody who just called.
Yes.
And I will follow you. She will follow you. And I could not hear you at all.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk to Scott about it, Bob, as like in your case...
I just barely hear it. I have a radio now.
Right, your voice...
And I just barely hear you now.
Right, when you call...
But the call is overpowering you.
Right, I turned the volume down, so I'm going to talk to Scott about it, because honestly, I'm not sure what's occurring, but you know me...
You come in real loud clear. When you're not talking to anybody, you come in loud clear.
Okay.
Because they call in, they overpower you.
Right. I will figure it out, Bob. I'm someone who doesn't give up, and I appreciate you telling me. We'll figure it out as the best way to know. Yeah, is by people listening and by calling, and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Bye. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, and you know, as my mama said, time flies when you're having fun. And unfortunately, this radio program has come to a conclusion. Thank you so much, everybody, for calling. We got time for one more phone call. Good morning. You're on the air with Adam. Hello? Good morning. You're on the air with Adam.
Hey, Adam.
Yes.
It's Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
I just wanted to let you know, were you still going to drop my gift card off?
Well, we took a look at the prize ledger, and you won a prize from Sans Sodas a few days ago.
No, I didn't.
You didn't. You did not win it because we have a gift card here from Sans Sodas with your name on it, and it's the one prize that's not been claimed.
I didn't know I won anything from Sans Sodas.
Yeah, it says Sarah Sans Sodas.
Oh, well, maybe they announced the winner, and I wasn't listening. I didn't know I'd won.
Right. Yeah, I like to think I listen 24 hours a day, but I don't. But I can get the Sans Sodas out to you if you don't mind.
Oh, that's fine. Well, what I was calling for was, could you drop it off maybe at the bus station, seeing as how I'll be out on the road driving?
Sure. Let me get that information. What is the address of the bus station?
It's on, it's 137 South State Street.
Okay, that's not far from here, then.
No, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Okay, so I should drop it off, and they'll know who you are, right, Sarah, the bus driver?
Oh, yeah, they'll be expecting you.
Okay, so I'm going to drop off the Sans Sodas gift card. Yes, it's almost across the street, so I will get on my way.
I didn't know I'd won. I didn't mean to lie to you.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that, whatever, no. So that's actually, it's a Greyhound station, too, but you're a city bus driver.
No, we used to be a Greyhound station. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I didn't think they had one there. Okay, well, that's
well, that's just as, I love Sans Sodas, so one's just as good as another, but I was unaware of the fact that I had won.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I try to listen 24/7, Sarah, but you know, I don't. I'm gonna go ahead and cross
Trust
this.
Trust me,
off.
I'm not a scam artist.
Oh no.
But
never,
I'm
never,
still
never.
Happy that I beat you.
Oh.
Or defeated you.
I'm gonna go ahead and write,
or whatever
take
you
a
want
sharp
to call it.
And write on this, Sarah. Okay.
Because I honestly thought you would know that.
Yeah, I should have. You know, as I said. Big deal, I know Liberace's name, Madonna and Cher, but I should know Tiffany because I'm a big fan. She was 15 years old. She had a very powerful voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was fun playing along. Thanks anyway, Adam.
Thanks for calling, Sarah.
Okay,
keep
bye-bye.
On trucking. I'll get this out. This will be delivered within 20 minutes because it's just 3 blocks from the station. Thank you for calling. Adam Lepp here saying goodbye after another adventure in radio. I'll be back on Thursday from 2:15 to 3. You are listening to The Talking Place, Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH, Marion, Ohio.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals.